KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, indeed. It is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, a little detour into the Arcata Dog Park. I guess you can consider that a trail for pooches, right? Today, Emily and I are talking with Pamela Brown of the Arcata Dog Park. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Great.
And how are those pooches doing?
They're doing great, too. They're running in circles and jumping up and down.
Getting very happy because a dog park is in the future.
Yes, it is.
So how did the vision for a dog park in Arcata come to fruition and get started?
Well, the group that has been working on this started meeting a year ago this spring, and we came together to see if there was any history of creating a dog park in Arcata. And as it happens, the 2010 Master Plan for Parks and Rec identified a dog park as a priority. And so that was really good to be able to start with that master plan. So we met with, almost every staff person in the city and a city manager, and did presentations at the city council. And we did a large assessment, pretty thorough, of all the properties mentioned in that master plan that could be possible dog parks. And found that the best property, given the location, the size, the accessibility, would be Little Lake property, which runs along I Street as you walk towards the marsh. It's been a dilapidated property for, well, as long as I've been here, 20 years. And so that's what we've been focusing on, is not just the aspects of the dog park, but really advocating for that property.
Excellent. Now, having been through the process in Eureka, and it's taken many, 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 many years, and we finally have a dog park in Eureka, I know there's a lot of different steps. You have to acquire the property. You have to improve the property. You have to put in fences. It's a lot of work.
It is, and we met with one of the people who was actively involved in the Eureka Dog Park before we started our own process to learn from them about how they worked with the city, what were the obstacles, because you're right, Cliff, it took 15 years, unlike Fortuna, where they did it in a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, so it really takes having people on the city council, staff within the city, who also want a dog park. So it helps if you have dog owners you're working within the government.
Yeah, it does.
You know? So 15 years is not realistic for us, and we're expecting that this would be identified, in other words, that we would get site control before the end of 2016.
Okay.
That's our expectation. And I went into this pretty naive. I thought, well, this is a no-brainer. Here's this property sitting there. It's not being used. It's dilapidated. It's trashed. Gosh, we're going to raise all the money. We've told the city that from the beginning, to put up the fence, like you say, and put in these various amenities that need to be there. So this should be easy. But you're right. There is a quite involved process of approval.
It is.
That we'll have to go to.
So if it all goes according to plan, how long down the road before there is an Arcata Dog Park?
Well, it'd probably be good to ask Karen Deemer that, who's the city manager. But given our last meeting with her, it looks like we could get site control. Well, let me back up. There'll be some public hearings about how that property should be used, like there always is, and we're real supportive of that. It's a 12-acre plot, and we're asking for 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that they have the public hearings about how the property should be used sometime in November, December. We expect that, given the support we have with city staff, and we've been working with them, just really great relationships for a year and a half. Let's say that we are approved for those 5 acres. Let's say that happens in January. Then it has to go through approval process with the Coastal Commission, probably a few other boards or committees that I'm not aware of. Once that happens, and let's say that's February, March, that we could get site control, then we can start raising money to build the dog park, which maybe takes 2 months, 3 months, so that it would be a best-case scenario, fall of 2016.
Okay.
And I'm just guessing, right?
Right. You never know what kind of obstacles you'll run into.
Exactly, and we don't anticipate any because we've studied the property a lot. They've already done studies regarding any toxicity material, and we've already talked with people who've done studies regarding it being a flood zone and what that means. And we feel optimistic that the Coastal Commission would approve that 5 acres of that property be used for a dog park.
Well, I think it's a perfect use for a flood zone because, I mean, a park doesn't have any structures. So it's, if it's flooding, you don't go to the dog park. I mean, it seems like a perfect use for it. It's like it's like the Eureka Golf Course. That is an absolute flood zone. And it's like a perfect use for a flood zone. It's like, you know, it's pouring rain. You're not golfing.
Yeah, so. Cliff, you have to come to the public hearing and say that. That's great. Yeah, what are they going to do, have businesses there, which... there's some talk about that. Like, could they have a woodworker might want to rent a space there?
And, not in the flood zone.
Not in the flood zone.
No.
So the park that we have is the most precarious. The other 7 acres is less threatened by that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, it makes absolutely perfect sense to me. And dogs love dog parks. You know, we go to the Eureka one quite often, and I don't care what time of day you go there, it's always in use. Lots of dogs just... frantically running around, having a great time, ears flapping, tongue lolling, and just having a great time. And I'll tell you what, if you're a single person, it's a great place to meet people. I would say.
You know, I've been there many times, too, and I have two dogs, and I've had nothing but good experience with the dogs as well as their owners.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things we've been advocating is that dog parks aren't just for dogs and their owners.
Mm-hmm.
People like to watch dogs play, just like they like to watch kids play soccer or tennis or whatever it is. It brings the community together. So, yeah, it brings people together,
Absolutely.
Too, and there's a sense of community. I also go to Hiller, which isn't fenced, and that's, you know, an issue for a lot of people. And, you know, you hang out, you get to know people, you watch their dogs grow up. So it creates community, just like little league softball games do.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Eureka Dog Park has benches, you know, on the periphery, and a lot of people just come and just watch the dogs for a while just because it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's like really, what's better than a happy dog?
No kidding. Yeah, it's kind of funny. The first time we went there, we brought our Chucket with us because our dogs love chasing the ball, and no dog chases a ball. The dog park. It's like, why are they not interested in this? I guess they're interested in all the other dogs and playing. So that's kind of cool.
I have one dog who is in more to playing, but the other dog's a lab, and he's about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he is all about the ball. So what he does is he runs over to the fence, and he circles the entire fence area of the dog park, and he collects every ball he can find, and he makes a little pile of them.
Nice. There's usually a lot of them left over because the dogs generally just ignore them. They go, yeah, whatever. We can do that any other time.
Yeah. The other thing we've argued is that the dog park in Arcata would reduce the impact of free-roaming dogs, whether people are not keeping their dogs on a leash at the marsh or the forest or the other places where it's required. And it protects, you know, reduces the risk for bird, marine, and other natural wildlife. So that's really important. And then the third thing that we think is maybe even more critical than anything is people who don't have access to large yards or a yard at all don't have any place to exercise their dogs. And people who are older who can't maybe walk the dog or have it run as much as it needs to, then have a dog park they can go to and, like you say, can sit down on a bench and relax. Maybe they have a disability, and so exercising their dog isn't an option that they have. And a dog park offers that. It really services that population along with the broader community.
Yeah, it's a win for everybody. So any fundraising events on the future?
We can't begin fundraising until we have site control.
Got it.
But we've developed over 150 people on our website list. So we encourage people to go to the website and put in their email, and we send out updates on a regular basis. And once we have site control, then we can start fundraising. The Companion Animal Foundation that Kim Klass started is our 501c3, so we're ready to go. We have a bank account, and we've been tabling at the Arcata Farmers Market, and we'll table this Saturday, too, so we're able to reach out to more people than, you know, than maybe go on Facebook or our website.
So what is your website so people can get more involved?
Yeah, www.arcatadogpark.com.
Well, that's not too complicated.
Did you remember?
No. if people Google Arcata Dog Park, you'll see it come up.
Great.
And it has information about all the rules and regulations we'd want. It has a map. It has the reasons for a good dog park. And how to help. It has a phone number and email to every city council member and the city manager. So we're encouraging people to communicate that way with the city.
All right. Well, best of luck, because I can tell you, you know, I'm a fan of dog parks. The pooches really love it, and it allows them to run around and socialize and have a good time, and you're not violating the law by letting them loose in areas where you can't.
And, yeah, they learn how to behave with each other, too, don't
yep.
they? Their puppies may come in, and they learn how to play and be friendly and not be aggressive.
That's right, because it's neutral territory. So
it's a
terrific thing. Good mm-hmm. good for everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff.
Lowers stress levels.
yeah, absolutely. You know, they just came out with this research recently. Someone was telling me about that there's a chemical change in our brains and also the dog's brains when we look into their eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can tell that they've got big smiles on their faces. You say, how can you tell a dog smiling? I just look at
yeah.
it. That's
yeah,
a happy
exactly.
dog. That is a happy dog. All right, Pamela, thank you so much. Emily, are there other things we need to touch on while we're happy trailing?
Yeah, well, next week we are going to be focusing on recent recommendations for local projects being funded around walking and biking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really exciting, and we'll be talking about a lot of potential funding coming into the county for transportation projects. And kind of one update that I was sad to read about in the news is at the federal level, Congress recently decided not to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and this was a great source of federal funds for park acquisition, both in wilderness and more remote areas and in urban areas. And kind of locally, local jurisdictions have gone after this this pot of money in the past. And what was great about it is it's kind of seed money, and you could only have half your project be funded by the Land and Water Conservation Fund. So it really helped leverage a lot of other funding. And unfortunately, Congress has cut the program, so there was a lot of effort to keep that in the works, and it has been around since 1965. So we'll see if, just with how election years, happens, and seeing how other funding for parks and recreation and transportation happen after this next election.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Congress seems to be in a cutting everything kind of mood at this point. So
certainly.
Let's hope they stop here at this point. All righty. Well, I'm looking forward to that next week. And Pamela, again, thank you so much for the update on the Arcata Dog Park. And we wish you all the best of luck moving forward. And let's keep our fingers crossed that it is a much faster process than it was in Eureka.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, Cliff and Emily, for the possibility to talk a little bit on K-Hump.
All righty. And hopefully we'll be hearing some success stories soon.
Yes, I hope so.
All righty. You bet. All righty. You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.